discussion I want to have tonight. The Gemara begins in Gittin Samech Amud Beis. Darish of Yehuda Bar Nachmani Miturgumine de Reish Lakish. Yehuda Bar Nachmani was a Miturguman for Reish Lakish. And he said, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Kosev Lachayas Advarim Ha'ela. You should write these words. Uksiv Dechiyal Piyadvarim Ha'ela. It also says, you should pass these words on Baal Peh. Steer the Pesukim. Either you should write them down. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Peh. Says the Gemara HaKetzad, Devarim Shebechsav Iyatarashai Le'omim Al Peh. Words given in Shebechsav, the Chumash, the Tanakh, perhaps, there's an Isser to say Baal Peh. And the whole same holds true for Devarim Shebaal Peh Iyatarashai Le'omim Bechsav. I'm not going to focus on the second. We're going to focus on the first one, the Isser of reciting Devarim Shebechsav Baal Peh. So first, just bring Rabbeinu Kreskes. It's not brought down in any of the posts, but it's an interesting shot. What's behind this Isser of saying Devarim Shebechsav Baal Peh? Rabbeinu Kreskes in Gittin there writes, Ika hefsid dileka limedrash chaseros v'yeseros v'kamenunin hanidroshin v'akum milifun. When you say things baal peh, there's so much lost in the limud haTorah when you don't look inside. An extra vav, a missing vav, an extra letter, a small letter, a big letter, the nuns. There's so much lost in the osios, and the tagim on top of the osios, the way it's written. There's so much lost when you just say a pasuk baal peh, as opposed to reading inside the actual Sefer Torah. And that's what's behind this Isser. A very interesting and intriguing approach. It's not brought down halach l'mayis at all, though. So what is brought down? So there's a tour. The tour right to the Simen on Aruch Chaim, Simen Mem Tes. There's just one sif in the Shulchan Aruch and the Simen Mem Tes, which is dedicated to this halachic topic. So the tour brings, in the name of Chaim, Kol Dover Shirogil V'Shogar B'Fi Kilev Ein Bo Mishum Dvarim Shebechsav. Something that people know by heart is not subject to this Isser. Something like Kriyashma, you know by heart, that's not subject to the Isser. The only Isser applies if you don't know by heart. Perhaps Karbanos people may not know as well, or other areas of Chumash. You may not know by heart. That's when the Isser comes to play, because Lechora, the issue would be, you're going to make a mistake, you're going to skip a word, pronounce a word incorrectly. So therefore, it applies to only things you do not know by heart. And the source of this is brought down in the Mordechai, number 4. The Mordechai in Gittin, we could just jump to Vim Tomar. He says, Heyach krina shiras hayam parshas are karbanos bebeis knesses baal peh. How are we able to say az yashir without looking in the siddur? We say karbanos without looking in the siddur. I guess that they didn't have siddur and wasn't so available necessarily. So v'halo dvarm shebechsav yatarashai la'omrim baal peh. So he answers, v'omer rabbeinu tam, the honey migris garisen. Teda, did these people knew this well? You knew karbanos well, they knew az yashir well. And he brings a raya for the Gemara Menachos, Teda, de aminan tefillin u'mezuzas v'nichtovim shalom u'naksav mishum demigras gerisa. Because the sofer, the sofer is not allowed to write tefillin u'mezuzah without looking inside. They have to write, see what they're writing, look at it, and copy it over. However, the Gemara Menachos says the sofrim do not need to really do that, since all sofrim know tefillin u'mezuzah by heart.
Wouldn't it be, by virtue of the fact that you're saying it by heart, you know it well enough to say it by heart? I mean, you're saying it.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, how do you know that you're saying Baal Peh? How do you know you're saying it correctly?
Then how do you ever know?
So, there's certain psukim we know that the Chum realize that Kriyashma has said several times a day that they're comfortable saying that the Tzibur knows that by heart. Something like Karbanos, the Mordechai thought, is something people say often, was something he knew by heart. Something like, you name it.
I know, then that thing you wouldn't necessarily know by heart.
No, people, they're certain, modem they're abundant. People oftentimes think they know by heart and will say it, and they kind of get stuck in the middle. People, they try to remember it. It's one of those things, you just don't remember. I don't know why it is. Shema said out loud, maybe when they're younger. So certain things like that. So he brings a raya from the sofrim, the fact that they don't look inside because they know it by heart. So if there's something like karbanos, what he says, and oz yashir, which you know by heart, which they probably knew by heart, not us necessarily, then you're allowed to say it, baal peh. Now the Bach writes let's say I know by heart, or someone knows it by heart, but someone else doesn't. Let's say it's a Baal Korei, he knows all Tanakh by heart. So he knows it by heart. So is he allowed to quote Pesukim left and right because he knows it by heart? So the Bach says, yes, he brings a raya. Ein ritzona lomar davka sheyehei rogu b'fi kol. Not that everybody has to know by heart. Dafilo einu shogar b'fi kol. You're still allowed to. If you yourself know by heart, you're allowed to. Just like Sofrim. The Sofrim was not the entire population. So the Sofrim were allowed to, their small group of Sofrim were allowed to say it by heart, even though the rest of the Am Yisrael doesn't know by heart. So you see, if someone by himself as an individual knows it by heart, if he knows Tanakh about that, he's in fact allowed to quote Psukim without reading inside. That's the Bach's opinion. Now, Shulchan Aruch and Simen Mem Tes, like I said, just flip to the other side if you want, he quotes this opinion, L'Halacha. He writes, Af agav dikai malon dvorim shebechsav yata rashay l'omer malpeh, kol davar shirogil v'shogar b'fi akol, something that people know by heart, you could go in Kriyas Shema, Birchas HaKohanim, U'parshas HaTamid, v'chayotzi behen mutter. All those which people know by heart in general is permitted to be said baal peh. So the Magen Rabbeim writes over there, Aval imlo shogar b'fi hakol, af agav shishogar b'fiv asur. If everybody does not know it, if one person does know it, he's not allowed to say it, since the entire Am doesn't know it baal peh. Now what about the Raya from the Gemara Menachos, which the Sofrim, that small group of Sofrim, they knew it, and they were allowed to say baal peh, even though no one else knew it? Because they, he writes, you have to look at each population individual. The Sofrim, as a population, they all know it. So Sofrim are allowed to write it without looking inside. You can't learn from that to other populations. So now that gets very tricky then. Well, what type of population? Let's say Kiddush Friday night. So I assume most husbands know Kiddush by a pet, and depending how long they've been, you know, saying Kiddush for, even from shul perhaps. But probably husbands know it better than teenagers in shul. So do you look at the population as just the husbands as a group and they know it by heart, so you're allowed to say it without looking inside? Or do you have to take into account all men over 13 who have a chiyuv in saying Kiddush, in which case maybe it wouldn't come out to a roll close to kol? So I'm not sure. I don't know how to exactly gauge that. That's something to think of. So the Magen Rabbeim is not comfortable with saying individuals who know it baal peh are allowed to say it. It has to be a roll. The Magen Rabbeim goes on to say is, because of that reason and other reasons, you should only say what the Shulchan Aruch writes, the examples he gives, which is Kriyas Shema, Birkas Kohanim, and Parshas Tumim. Now, Chayotze Behen, the Shulchan Aruch writes, he doesn't really define what's similar to that. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Psukah Dezimra as another example. Okay, so that's the first opinion. You got a question? Sorry. So, Shulchan Aruch just quotes his one opinion. You could stop right here, the shir could be over. And very posh. Shema, Birkas Kohanim, and Tumid is the only thing allowed to be said baal peh. Kiddush, we really can't come to an answer when it comes to Vayechulu, and people should have to look into the bench when saying Kiddush. However, even though the Shulchan Aruch only brings this opinion down, the Gra and others point out there is another opinion of the Rishonim. It's a very difficult opinion to understand, and that's what we're going to focus on moving on. There's a Tosfos in Temura. The Gemara in Temura is parallel to the Gemara in Gittin, which discusses this Isser of Devarim Shebechsav Yata Rasha Elomrim baal peh. So Tosfos there, number 8, comments, V'im tomar heichi kamrinun mizmorim al peh. How are we allowed to say, whether it's Pesukah Dezimra or Tehillim, how are you allowed to say that baal peh? V'yesh lomar de'ein lahakpid rak masha kosa b'chumash. For some reason, Tosfos thinks, the Isser only applies to Chumash, not to Nevi'im, not to Ksuvim, for some reason. Doesn't explain why. Then he goes on to say, Amnom kasha heichi krinan v'yosha v'kriyashma. How do you say Az Yashir? That's in the Chumash. How do you say Shema? That's in the Chumash. So he writes, "V'yeshlomer de'ein lahakbid el b'davar shemotzi achem midei chavasim." What's pshat on that? Only when you're being motzi others, then you're not allowed to say baal peh. You need a chumash. You need to say it for Torah. But if you are saying it by yourself, it's completely mutter. What's pshat on that? Rabbeinu Gershom, there in the Gemara and Temura, says that no, this isser applies to also neviim and ksuvim, not only Torah, but also neviim and ksuvim. So let's try to understand the opinion of Tosfos. Why does Tosfos think the Isser is limited only to the time we were being motzi others? Sefer Yireim, one of the Rishonim who wrote a Sefer Mitzvos. Interesting, he didn't write a full Sefer Mitzvos. There are 613 mitzvos, as we know. He didn't count all 613 mitzvos. I don't know why he didn't. He stopped after a few hundred. But he explains that this Tosfos, he didn't explain for Tosfos, but the idea of being the motzi de'achirim is only an esmachta. It's not a real din d'oraisa. It's an esmachta. And the reason is because, let's say you were in a tzibur and you're saying, you're reading from the Sefer Torah, or you're not reading, you're doing Kriyas Torah b'tzibur, for example. But you're not looking inside the Sefer Torah, you're just reciting Lecha, whatever parsha it's up to. So, an Am Aretz is going to say, what that guy's saying is not really found in the Torah. There's no proof of that. He's not looking inside anything. He's just making the words up on his own. And people are going to stop writing things down because we know baal peh. There's no need to write anything down because I know baal peh. And then through that, they'll lose the entire Masorah. So for that concern, right, the Yireim, there's an Asmachta, the Chacham found it, an Asmachta in the Torah, to say, therefore, one should not say Baal Peh, Dvarim Shebichsav. Now, although that's the Yireim's opinion, and he's a Rishon, others say it's a real din d'oraisa. First of all, Pashup Shah in the Gemara brings Psukim. There's no indication that it's an Asmachta. Number two is the Tosfos Yeshanim on the Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin, and number 11 says that it's a mitzvah min a mufchar, which sounds like a din deraisa. It doesn't say there's an isser deraisa, but a mitzvah min a mufchar sounds like it's a kiyum deraisa. It's best to say dvarim shebichsav while looking inside. The Chassam Sofer takes it a step further. He, in fact, writes in another context, in number 12, he says there's an isser deraisa to say dvarim shebichsav baal peh. The Brisker Rav tries to explain what's the machlokas between Tosfos, that it only applies to Chumash, versus the Rabbeinu Gershom, which is said applies to the entire Tanakh. He says it's based on how they understand the Psukim. He says it's a din deraisa, and how they make the drasha, I won't get into right now, but that's what the machlokas is. So if it's in, yeah.
Question. Rabbeinu Gershom and the Chassam Sofer, in what context are they talking about that we can't say things unless we see them in the Chassav? I mean, is it anything? You can't say any mikra without reading it. For example, a song.
Right.
You know, many songs are from Zedim, or Shreki songs are right. From Nach, can't.
Right, so we're going to go through now different examples. Many Rishonim begin to qualify, not say it's across the board, but in this particular example. Like Tosfos already said, no, it's only when you're being motzi de achim.
So
what examples of that? Let's say Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. Or let's say Kiddush for someone else.
It seems to be limited to that, because you can't be motzi somebody with
davening. Well, I'm... Right, presumably. Oh, okay. Shmoneh Esrei wouldn't be an issue of Psukim, no Psukim. But the big issue, I guess, would be Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, Vayechul HaShemayim, be motzi someone Kiddush. Every Friday night it happens. Not every, but...
Does somebody have to say... Does somebody have to say...
You know, Pasuk there, one Pasuk, right.
Does somebody have to say Chumash? Somebody, when they're reading, when the Baal Peh is reading, do you have to say it yourself?
You have to say it yourself. You listen, you have to be Shomei only.
We don't do Megillah, right? So Megillah...
Right.
So it's also
right. No, the Gemara talks about that already. By Megillah, right. How it could be Baal Peh, they discuss this point there already. So that might, because it's not such a chiv, and being if it's missing even the chesav is missing Megillah, so she is not so much a devarim shebichsav. Right. Exactly. According to Tosos. Right. Exactly. But for Rabbeinu Gershom, it's not like normal ksuvim. Yeah. No, he also wrote the Sefer Torah. Also wrote everything down, Moshe Rabbeinu. The entire Sefer Torah he wrote.
Okay, but I'm saying at some point though, we had to be written down. But it was given over the way that the Torah was given over. It was given over only in writing.
There's the machlok is how the Sefer Torah, how frequent it was given. Megillah nina or chasuma chasuma nina. It was given at like say a few moments of time, and then Moshe Rabbeinu like wrote back the history of what happened over the past number of years. Or each particular event he wrote. There's a big machlokas how to even understand that. But I'm not sure how that affects.
I'm saying when he gave it over to everyone else, right? He had it written in front of him? That's what you're
saying. L'chora. Yeah.
Well, he has to when you start till it was written actually.
So right, exactly. Only once it was given
to
Ksav.
Then right. Then it
comes right.
Right.
Meaning
it?
What?
No.
Right. Right. Exactly. No one would be motzi anyway. Like, right. So, if we go through a number of other opinions in the Rishonim, perhaps we could be enlightened to understand the opinion of Tosos and Temura. So the Kolbal writes in number 14, quotes a very interesting opinion here. Say, Yesh Omrim She'ein Iser Lomar Alpe Ela Binigun Hatamim. Only with the trup. Only if you do it with the trup is there an Iser. So if you don't do the laning, you just say the Pasuk, it's completely fine. Very strange opinion. Why would that affect the Iser? Now just as background, I won't go into it, but the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Lamed Zayin, and the Chassam Sofer points out that, according to many, the trup is a din deraisa. Important to know that. So what pshat in the Kolbal? Why is it limited to only a trup? Keep going. Now I'm going to jump to number 17 now, Tosfos Yeshanim. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin, is discussing, there's a halacha, most probably deraisa, I think it is deraisa, definitely deraisa, actually. The Kohen Gadol, when you do the avodah in Yom Kippurim, he'd have to read from the Sefer Torah various parshios, Achrimos, and he'd jump to Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Pinchas.
I'm just curious, sorry to pull off
track. No.
Is it weird that the Yugim and Nidos hasn't been mentioned as something, they say it so many times, I mean, as Spartans say it so many times.
No, so I think your example, we're going to get to that. No one actually spoke, that I saw, spoke about that, right. But there will be other examples that will answer.
And why did you mention the trup that if someone's daming b'yachidus, some say you're allowed to say you'll need to speak by yourself if you're saying the trup, so that just triggered it.
So I think what you're giving the midos are will be answered, I think, by another opinion we'll see shortly.
Also, don't start trying to say,
not his breed.
It's not really. People do it in the truck, right? But you don't have to.
Yeah. Well, maybe
in a shul, I never. Anything they say sounds fancy.
Anything they say sounds like a truck.
So the Gemara in Yuma is discussing this halacha that during the course of the Avodah in Yom HaKippurim, towards the end, the Kohen Gadol takes the Sefer Torah out from the Ezra, our own Kodesh there. He takes that Sefer Torah and begins to read Achrimos. And then he closes the Sefer Torah and Baal Peh, he starts quoting the Pesuk in Parshas Pinchas about the Karban Musaf. He says Baal Peh. And this is in the Tzibor here. So right to Tosfos Yeshayahu, he quotes from the Riva, number 17. Says, since he's only doing it as part of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, it's allowed. Why does that make any difference? Maybe the standard should be higher. Maybe you should get a second Sefer Torah out to read from the Parshas Pinchas. Then he goes on to go number this. Keep going, number 17.
Ach, kosh. I don't know it by heart.
What?
He'll make sure that he really knows it. Meaning, it'll be in his life. He's going to be so scared.
But these opinions are not going with the Shach B'Fiv one, though. Other than Mordechai, no one mentions this opinion. That's why many, like the Gra, argue in the Shulchan Aruch's Psak, like the Shach B'Fiv, because most Rishonim do not go with that. So assuming that's not the issue, it's not about knowing it by heart, what is the fact that it has to do with the Avodah Shem HaKippurim have any relevance to being a Heter? And Tos Rishonim goes on to say, Ach Kasha L'Rebbe HaParshas Karbanos Shana Omer B'chol Yom Baal Peh Ve'enu Sidru Asho Yom. He quotes the same opinion as Tosos writes in Timur. And then he goes on, Vim Tomar, the next paragraph, Hello, Omer Hala Baal Peh. Now, they clearly knew more than we did. I don't know how many people know Hala Baal Peh here. But Vafal Pi, Shulhoti Rab Mide Chavasan, Kedamar Bulu Lavagazel, Yeshlomer Shekavin Shaino El Dover Shvach, Hodah Baalma. Okay. So why is that Heather? Because it's praise and Hodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're allowed to say Baal Peh. The Shailas Yavetz in number 18, interesting Shaila he posed, that his son actually asked him, when learning through the Gemara, when you see a pasuk quoting Hashem Hashem, are you allowed to say Hashem Hashem, or do you have to say Elokim instead, Hashem instead of the actual Hashem Hashem? So he brings a number of interesting rais. One of them is that the Gemara tells us that learning through the Bavli, you could be Yotzei, learning the third of Mikra, Mishnah, everything, all in the Bavli. Well, if you're saying Hashem instead of the real Shem Hashem, it's Elokim instead of the real Shem Hashem, how are you Yotzei Mikra if you're not saying the real Pasuk? So Elamai, he says, it must be that you actually are saying Shem Hashem when reading the Pasuk. Then he says, but how...
You don't know how you're learning Mikra if you're learning Kodesh, you're not going to say Hashem's real name?
Say it again. That...
If someone's learning Chumash and they're not saying Hashem's real name, so you're not...
That's what seems... Right, if you're not reading it the way it was given, so that's not the real true Kim of Chumash, of Torah Shem Chassab, at least.
That holds true also according to what you said before with that trap.
Right.
That Shem Hashem with that trap. If you're not laning, you're not doing that Yotzei Mikra.
Might be part of the same point. It's all pointing in the same direction, I think. Then he goes on to say, well, now this question I really don't understand so much. Maybe you could help me with this one. But isn't there an issur to say, Dvarim Shebechsav Yata Rasha L'Omer Baal Peh? You're reading the Gemara here. So you're saying the Pesukim... he says, when you say the Pesukim in the Gemara, it's considered Baal Peh. Now, I'm not sure why that is, because the Gemara is in front of you, it's written in the Gemara, but I guess if it's outside, it's not in the context of an entire Chumash, it's just an excerpt from it, that might be considered not Shebechsav. Maybe that's the point.
Now that being true, he said, let's say, assuming it's Baal Peh, because that's what his Hanukkah is, it's a Baal Peh, how could you say it? Baal Peh, it's only a part of the Chumash. So he answered, because the Gemara is rarely, you have to maybe say never, quotes the entire pasuk, though it really does sometimes, but most time it does not quote an entire pasuk. It says V'gomer, or just quotes a few words from the pasuk. When you only are reciting a few words, not an entire pasuk, there's no Isser. If you're saying an entire pasuk, that's the Isser. But just saying a few words, a half a pasuk, there's no Isser involved. Now, why would that be a heter? Just because you're saying a few words, not the entire pasuk? So let's just jump to the one more. Mishnah Berurah writes, number 19. This is going to answer Eli's question about Yugim Amidus, that he says, quotes from the Truas Chavz Yair, Matir, Lomar, Kol, Sefer Tehillim, Baal Peh. They really know things well. Dechevin Shula Ore Rachme Hashem, Havlik Tvila. So because it's Tvila, so you're allowed to say it also. Yugim Amidus, I think, would be in the same category.
What's the smart part of that, though?
Exactly.
So it's the same
exactly. So I think this is going to be the key. The key is number 29. 20, what? Which part? Tefila. Oh, no, it's Deraisa.
I'm saying that it was instituted by Hashem.
We know that, the Nusach.
Yeah.
But the Kim of Tefila, however you do it, through Slichos, through Shemun Esrei, it's a Kim Deraisa. So the Karen Ora basically explains, I'm going to add on to what he says in number 21. He says, I'm jumping to the bold in number 21. He says, Va'al zeh ne'mar l'moshe, kosov l'chos ha'dvarim ha'ila, shelo yilamdim li'yisrael apeh. The chiv to Moshe Rabbeinu, was told to teach over the Torah, shelo apeh, only shebechsav. You have to give it over shebechsav, and that's the only way to teach it over. He said, V'alchein aser l'kros b'tzibur ba'al peh, ki kriyas ha'torah b'tzibur havi ke'en limud l'acher. I think the idea behind the Karen Oro is that when Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah, shebechsav, the Mesorah was, it was received, Shebech Sav, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, and the Mesorah was to pass it on, Shebech Sav. Basically, there's a lot, I'm not going through the other sources here, there are other many sources that point out that Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, which is probably the best example of this concept, is a reenactment of Kabbalah Torah. There are a number of rides. The fact that you need two people on the side when you go up there, like Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai, you have two people below him, lower down in the mountain. A lot of things that Kriyas HaTorah point to the fact that a reenactment of Kabbalah Torah. So this will help explain everything. The Isser only applies when you're teaching the Tzibur. Like when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was told, he received the Torah, the Luchos, the Sefer Torah, he received it to pass it on to the Rabbin, the Tzibur. It had to be done exactly the way Moshe Rabbeinu received it, through Ksiva. He didn't receive it through Ksiva, he was told to write it down. And that's the continued Mesorah. Now going back quickly, to understand all the Heterim now. Firstly, we understand why Tosafos in Temura says, only when you're being motzi the acherim does the Isser exist. Because that's when you're passing on the Mesorah. When it's individual, you're just saying it on your own, even though it could be a din in Talmud Torah, Shai Mikra Vecha Targum, there's no Isser. It's not about passing on, you're learning the Mesorah, but you're not passing on the Mesorah. That's why the Tosi Shram say it's a heter when it's a simple halo, giving Shaykh Hodah. It's not a Talmud din kim of Talmud Torah, passing on the Mesorah. That's why when it comes to tefillah, you give them midos, slichos, tilim rather. It's not passing on the Mesorah. It's a din in tefillah. It's not about the Mesorah. I think that's the idea.
It's one on one.
So you have to figure out what exactly is considered tzibur then. So the chor one on one wouldn't be tzibur.
So the
way it was told, the way the Karen Ora at least puts it,
right.
He says the Tosfos in Tzmur just says motzi de acher. Maybe according to Tosfos, one on one maybe would be problematic. But the idea of tzibur, now what is it tzibur? The chor you would say 10. Now the smallest tzibur rabbin you could ever have is 3. The Gemara and Nida talks about 3 could be considered a rabbin in terms of tumah. But the chor, this is a din, 10 would be the smallest rabbin you could have.
Could you explain the 10 differently? Why did Moshe have to teach the Torah Shebech Sav differently? So we had to teach the Torah Shebech Sav differently because they had to differentiate that in between that and the Torah Shebech Peh. Right, they both came from the same source at the same time. So why do you have a different halach for one versus the other? Because the way that one approaches the Torah Shebech Peh has to be inherently different than that of Torah Shebech Sav. So the halach that occurred when Moshe was there was very clearly different than between Torah Shebech Sav and Torah Shebech Peh.
But just because you're only saying just to not confuse it with Torah Shebech Peh.
So
but
the restrictions are when there's a sanctity or a seriousness more that's involved with the text that you can't adapt or change or apply the Yud Gimel Midos to that you do to the Torah Shabbat Pet. So that's why there are different strictures that are involved with the concept of what you can say out loud versus what you can't, in order not for the preservation of the Mesorah per se, but because there's an inherent difference between the Torah Shabbat Sav and the Torah Shabbat Pet, and only through the method of doing that can one appreciate that through the medium of Mesorah.
Why have to just say it as showing the highlighting the difference between the two? Why can you say that's inherent to the Torah Shabbat Sav itself? It has to be done not only just to distinguish it from Torah Shabbat Pet, but even to enhance the Torah Shabbat Sav itself. I'm not sure why you want to have... You can say that, but I think it's just the opposite side of the same coin. So I'll just finish with one just last point from this idea about Mesorah. Just a thought I had connecting back to the hurricane we had a couple of months ago. I hope it's not too extreme for anybody. I thought for some time now, imagine what Yemos Mashiach would be like. And my image, again, based on nothing, just my own... that we all be in Eretz Yisrael, learning, without all the craziness of the world. The first from Lamaka, Steve pointed out that he looked around the room during the singing, and everyone, including myself, had checked at least once their phone. Right. So I imagine like being in Eretz Yisrael, everyone learning or working in the farms without any of these distractions, focusing on what they're supposed to be focusing on, whether it's working, whether it's learning, but just clear focus, no distractions of any sort. I always wondered, I know Kadosh Baruch Hu could do that. If that's what he wants, he could obviously do it. But how? How is he going to do that, if that's the truth? And from the hurricane, so a number of people had told me that was one of their best learnings when they had no distractions at all electricity, all power shut off, and they were able to sit there with a candle, just learn. And that's the way the Mesorah, that's the way the Torah was given in such a way. Clear focus. No distractions. Everyone was focused on one thing. So again, here a big yashkoch to again Stevie and Tani and Mrs. Renov for organizing this, getting together, putting all distractions aside, focusing on the Torah, focusing on learning, coming together with Achdus, and yashkoch to you guys.